אנגלית, קיץ תשס"ח, 2008, שאלון ו, מודיול F. הוראות מיוחדות. 1. עליך לכתוב את כל תשובותיך בגוף השאלון במקומות המיועדים לכך. 2. כתוב את כל תשובותיך באנגלית ובעת בלבד. אסור להשתמש בטיפקס. 3. בתום הבחינה, אחזר את השאלון למשגיח. ההנחיות בשאלון זה מנוסחות בלשון זכר ומכוונות לנבחנות ולנבחנים כאחד.
Part 1. Access to information from written text. Read the informative text below and then answer questions 1 to 5. Welcome to the wonders of Manuka honey. Morgan Pharmaceuticals is proud to introduce Honey Aid, a revolutionary product made of 100% pure Manuka honey. Acclaimed by doctors and nurses around the world, Honey Aid is a powerful antibiotic cream that promotes the healing of wounds and burns, even those that do not respond to other medications. The healing powers of honey have been known for over 3,000 years. Honey has been used to fight bacteria ever since the ancient Sumerians mixed it with river dust to treat eye infections. Its medicinal use declined only in the 20th century with the discovery of another antibiotic, penicillin. But now many conventional antibiotics are no longer effective against numerous types of bacteria. Researchers have therefore turned their attention to honey, hoping that an ancient remedy might help solve a modern problem. One of their most exciting findings is the unique value of Manuka honey, the main ingredient in Honey Aid. Manuka honey, which is originally from New Zealand, was previously regarded as worthless. It was difficult to process. Its taste was strong and bitter, and its color was too dark. In short, it seemed medicinal. But now we know that medicinal is precisely what Manuka honey is. When local biochemist Peter Mullen started investigating the healing properties of various natural substances in 2001, he soon made an amazing discovery. The antibiotic content of Manuka honey is much higher than that of other types of honey. Since then, Mullen and others have collected substantial evidence proving the effectiveness of Manuka honey in treating wounds and burns. Studies have found that it works as well as, or better than, other medications in preventing infection. It has even proven beneficial in the treatment of wounds infected with bacteria that are resistant to conventional antibiotics. The findings were so convincing that Morgan Pharmaceuticals immediately put its scientists to work. The result was Honey Aid. Tested extensively in hospitals and clinics, Honey Aid met with an extremely favorable response from the medical profession. In 2006, it won the approval of the health authorities in Great Britain, Australia, and Canada. And last month, the U.S. Department of Health approved Honey Aid for sale to the general public. Now you too can enjoy the benefits of this great new antibiotic. To order a free sample of Honey Aid, visit our website at www.morganfa.com, where you can also see what leading doctors have to say about this amazing cream. Answer questions 1 to 5 in English according to the text. In questions 1 and 4, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. What is the main subject of lines 5 to 12? 1. The benefits of Manuka honey. 2. The latest research on antibiotics. 3. The modern uses of medicinal honey. 4. The history of the medicinal use of honey. 2. What do we learn about Manuka honey from lines 13 to 19? Give two answers according to the instructions below. Complete the sentences. A. From lines 13 to 15. We learn why B. From lines 15 to 19. We learn why 3. What is the sequence of events presented in lines 20 to 30? Fill in the missing information below. 1. Research proved the effectiveness of Manuka honey. 2. 3. It was widely tested and then approved by health authorities. 4. Morgan Pharmaceuticals. 4. Why does the word new in line 30 appear in quotation marks? 1. Because Honey Aid isn't really a new product. 2. Because the writer is quoting Mullen. 3. Because antibiotics are not really new. 4. Because honey has been used before as an antibiotic. 5. How do the writers try to convince people to buy Honey Aid? Put a V by the two correct answers. 1. By presenting the company's past achievements. 2. By emphasizing the importance of antibiotics. 3. By focusing on the qualities of the main ingredient. 4. By describing how HoneyAid is produced. 5. By quoting government authorities. 6. By mentioning the opinions of health professionals. Part 2. Written presentation. Write 120 to 140 words in English on the following topic. 6. An international teen magazine has asked readers to write on the following topic. Describe something you did that was hard for you to do. Write a passage for the magazine describing what you did, what the difficulty was, and how you coped with it. Use this page and the next, numbers 5 and 6, for writing a rough draft.
בהצלחה.